This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mail sack question. Here we go. Most hated movie character that wasn't supposed to be a villain. Said mine is Jenny from Forrest Gump. She sucks.
That's a good one.
Jar Jar Binks.
That's a great one.
That's good.
I'm going to go Uncle Frank in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Absolute freeloading piece of crap.
Yeah.
Treated his nephew like garbage and just was a freeloader.
Trying to think. There's one that stands out to me TV show wise. It's Walter White's wife. What was her name? Skyler. I know it's TV shows, not movies.
You mean the wife that he covered up the fact that he was drug dealing?
Couldn't stand her. She just complained the entire time. You got a storage unit full of money and you're over here bitching? Look at that. Look at that pile of money.
She was not under...
Set for life.
Am I misremembering the show? Didn't she find out late that he was dealing meth?
Yeah, and then it pissed me off. She was nagging him the entire time.
You became a fan of Walter?
I was a big Walter
guy.
Who
ended up getting his brother-in-law shot.
Yeah, you know, sometimes things
it's
happen.
It's a weird turn by you.
Let's see here.
Details.
Who cares about details? Mail sack, how much money are you willing to spend covering a meal or something else for a friend before making sure you get repaid?
I'm largely in a split or Venmo back, but if I'm in a giving mood, I'll cover a $100 dinner meal.
$100 meal?
Yeah.
Okay. Swag?
Not like total, by the way. Not each.
Not $100 each?
I mean, where am I? Yeah. What kind of meal would that be?
A nice steak dinner.
It's like a $120 dinner total between us. I'll cover a bill once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. My group is usually one guy will pick up the tab and then the
Everybody
next guy gets
back.
The next one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that sort
kinda
of thing.
Kind of rotate around.
So you just kind of rotate around.
Is it even out, though, the prices of the places you're going? Because some places are more expensive than others.
I mean, if it's within $10 to $15, I don't complain.
No.
You
no.
ever played credit card roulette?
No, I've not.
Haven't
went
done
on a,
that.
It's actually a fun game. I've only done it once, but we went on a big, we had some family from out of town, and they love to try all the local establishments.
Yeah.
So they had like five places they wanted to try. We ended up doing like a food crawl. So we'd go to a pizza joint. We'd get one pizza. We'd each get a slice or two. Went to a taco joint. We did the fish sauce wings. You go to a spot and you take the credit cards of everybody with you. And it always makes the waiter or waitress feel very uncomfortable because they don't really understand what's going on half the time. And you say, hey, put them on your back, shuffle them around.
Pick one,
drop it on the table, and whoever gets picked has to pay for that meal. And then you go to the next restaurant, you take the last one that paid, and you play it with the next ones.
Mm.
And you continue on until everybody has picked up a tab. And sometimes those are off by $12 to $20.
Yeah, it won't even out.
What's $20 for a good time?
Exactly.
I don't care.
No, once you get up to around $1.50, $200, that's when you're Venmoing or splitting it up or something like that.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're getting your money back there.
I would also add in big settings like that, I will be, I've been at a $380 dinner with a group.
You got alligator arms?
I'm largely the opposite. Despite my cheap nature or reputation on this station, thanks to one radio host, I actually like to pick up that tab, and you can Venmo me because I get those miles.
Yeah, there the miles go. Are good.
The miles are nice, good. Yeah. I don't use them enough, but the miles are good.
Mail sack question. Would you rather watch a Super Bowl with a bunch of clueless people who are asking dumb questions the entire game, or a psycho fan of the losing team who's on the brink of smashing his TV every time the whistle blows?
Oh, the clueless people.
Clueless people. I can't deal with that kind of emotion.
Yeah. I think I would go. Give me the psycho fan. I think I would go psycho fan.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would, yeah.
Because, like, you can't even laugh at him.
No, I just probably wouldn't say anything, but at least I wouldn't have to talk to him. And I can't stand when people ask me questions when I'm trying to watch a football game.
But the guy that's almost going to break his TV.
Hey, why are they doing that? Hey, who's this guy from? What's that guy do? Who's this guy? Where's he from? Well, can I just watch the – can I –
Is that what I'm getting with
that's
the
what you're,
clueless
It's clueless fan? People who are asking you dumb questions the entire game. That's the question. Or the guy who's just screaming at the I can deal with the guy. I'm that guy. Yeah. I scream at the TV. I know that guy. I'll chuckle at him a couple of times as long as he doesn't break my TV.
No, the clueless people, I'll take that. I can fire barbs back at, and eventually they'll stop asking
the people
questions.
Who want to have conversations about the commercials while the football's on.
Yeah. Well, I think
what'd you think of that one? It was so emotional.
I think of two. One, I think in a great close game, you're right here. Because even if they're overly emotional.
Because I'm probably yelling at the TV too, like, oh my God!
But also, I kind of get it, right? There's passion there.
Yeah.
But if it's a bad game, I don't know if you could match being at a halftime performance with a bunch of clueless people who only know the halftime performance and you just in unison are just, bop, bop. A minor. Now it's a halftime party.
Yeah, which, you know, it's supposed to be a football game. I know you guys do endorsements, but would you ever do an ED commercial? If I had ED, I'd have no problem selling.
We actually did.
They
were too good, I guess. Legitimately, as much as I can tell you on air publicly, they were just too good.
Yeah.
That was a complaint.
Got to do what you got to do. Mail sack question. Give me each of your Mount Rushmore's top four fast food menu items.
Oh, man. Okay.
Number one for me is the cheesy Gordita Crunch. It's not even close.
I'm going to go the Double Decker.
Double Decker?
Boy, that was a revelation. And it was a Shaq Olajuwon commercial. That was really cool.
That's what got you going?
Double Decker.
The spicy McChicken at McDonald's I'm a big fan of right now.
I haven't eaten there in a long time. I'm going to go Double Quarter Pounder from McDonald's with cheese. That's my second.
Okay.
Third, I'm going to go Wendy's Nuggets.
Yeah, Wendy's Nuggets are good.
All time. Spicy, regular, doesn't matter. Wendy's Nuggets are primo. That's my third. And fourth item.
I want to balance it out. I don't want to go too many places that are the same.
I'm going to give you a sneaky one off the radar that not enough people are going to give any respect to. The fries are great, and they probably deserve it. I'm going to give an ode to the Big Montana from Arby's. Just a half pound of roast beef covered in Arby's sauce.
Yeah, Arby's is super underrated in terms of the fast food chatter.
That's my four. That's my Mount
That's a pretty
Rushmore.
Good four. That's a pretty good four. Yeah. Swag? Wow.
The Double Western Bacon Cheeseburger from Carl's Jr.
Oh.
I love that thing.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Fat swag's coming out right now. Feels good, doesn't it?
And then, boy... Well, see, I go to Victorico's a lot.
Shout them out.
Yeah.
Screaming from the mountaintop.
So I love the Victorico's breakfast burrito. Just hits me in my feels every time, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. But the fajita burrito.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I like that.
Got the steak fajita burrito. That's fantastic.
Feel like we're omitting Panda Express orange chicken here. I gotta go Panda Express orange chicken.
I'm not
Panda Express orange chicken with the noodles. So like, dude, I'll house that entire thing.
I would go the teriyaki chicken and the Beijing beef.
What are you trying to go healthy?
Yeah, come
Panda
on,
Express.
Dude. What are we doing?
Well, the Beijing beef's breaded and
yeah. I mean, I got that orange chicken. What
I mean, it's the orange chicken. It's chicken.
It's got a little kick to it. It's chicken.
It's delightful, dude.
It's so good.
And then my one old school, just a good old fashioned Egg McMuffin. The Egg McMuffin is fantastic.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Egg McMuffin's not bad. The hash brown usually does it for me too. Like if I'm doing the breakfast,
if you get the meal,
you're gonna go fatty. Yeah. I put the hash brown on the sausage Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, now I'm hungry, man. What the hell's Don't do food questions anymore, people.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mail sack question. Best breakfast option. Oh, here we go again. Yeah. Biscuit, croissant, or English muffin?
Oh, I hate this question because it's such an emotion.
I'm going biscuit. Give me biscuit.
I know. A fresh biscuit's so hard to beat.
Fresh biscuit's top.
When it is a true, like, bakery.
Croissant.
The croissant.
Croissant. Scones I love. They're a little dry. They're always a little dry. I love a good scone. I've appreciated scones. Yeah. I eat the scone. It's a little dry.
But if you're at a higher end place and they know what they're doing with the pastry chef, the croissant,
yeah.
a good croissant is better than a good of the other things.
So like you're on your deathbed and you have the energy to eat one more item. It's hard for me not to side with Swag here. And yeah. I love a biscuit. A biscuit is versatile, it's buttery, flaky, it's good it's the best for a sandwich. But damn it, man, if Brandon's about to die, he's probably going to enjoy the grease and buttered nature of a great croissant.
Mail sack question, front row 300 level or lower bowl seat at Moda Center?
Front?
I'm assuming he's saying
what?
I'm assuming a Blazer game.
Why would you choose 300 level?
Why would you?
What are we missing there?
Unless, I don't know.
That's the question. Value? Like,
that's the question verbatim.
Like for value?
I mean, it is cheaper to be in the 300 level. Maybe it's like top of the lower bowl?
Yeah,
versus the front row? I don't know. Maybe the guy likes front
row.
For
basketball, front row. Now, for hockey, I am top of the lower bowl.
I don't think it was
bowl.
A front row question. I think, front row for 300?
He said courtside, right?
No, he said lower bowl.
Yeah, lower. It just said lower bowl or front row of the 300 level.
I paid $40 for a Blazer-Pacer ticket. I was like 8 rows from the hoop. Why would I pay $10
less? Wait, there
were
three options there. What were the three options?
There were just two options.
Oh, I thought you said three.
No, it was front row 300 level or a lower bowl seat.
Sorry,
at the Moda
Center.
Sorry,
I thought you meant front row.
I'm curious to follow that listener. Level. Why would we choose the 300 level here?
I don't know. Maybe he's just arguing the price and there's nobody sitting in front of you, so there's no obstruction
hockey,
of your view.
For hockey, maybe I would prefer argument? Front row of the 300 level if I'm center ice, because hockey, I'd love to be up above. And
you
I
like can, being up high in hockey?
You can see the play. I'm not distracted by the glass.
Way.
Nothing's
You're
refracted
crazy.
There.
I want to bang on that glass. I want to be one of the guys.
You
want to
be the glass
player.
Banger? You want to be that guy? You want to be glass banger?
Why would you want to sit higher at a sport?
You can actually see the play.
Listener, you're going to have to send in your logic. I don't know.
What is this? What is that old magnet hockey game you guys used to play as children? It came out in your generation. It was before video games.
Oh, you mean with the little slider
guys?
Yeah,
what is that? What was that called?
I forgot what it was
called. That's what you'd prefer to see? I don't want to be in the action, man. I want to see the spitting on the glass. I want to see a guy just housed and checked into it. I'm all in on that.
Yeah, people are texting him fast food options now. Last one, bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Bacon. Not easy, but bacon.
Breakfast sausage is so good.
Now, do you like the patty or the link?
Both. I love breakfast food. I hope I'm buried in breakfast food.
Got a pick. Give me a pick. Bacon or sausage?
Yeah, if I'm dying, I'm going to get bacon. Yeah.
That just crispy, greasy.
Has to be crispy. You give me some.
No, I want it straight off the side of the hog, man.
No, I want it.
You like it limpy?
I want it floppy. Give me floppy bacon.
I want it slightly undercooked.
Yeah, slightly undercooked.
What is wrong with you
guys? With a piece of
guys?
Fat in there, too.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Super thick cut.
Super thick cut.
Almost a pork belly, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Now we're talking,
you guys
baby.
Like limpy pork belly
Love
bacon?
Love it limp. Love it limp.
What is wrong with you? Crisp is the way to go. There's no other alternative.
All right.
If it's limpy bacon, I actually won't eat it. I've picked it up at a hotel morning buffet.
Yeah.
Out of that little tray.
Too limp for you?
If that thing
girl in your Johnson
hangs off of my tongs, I tong that thing right back. I want nothing to do with you. Now I'm eating Cheerios.
I'm so hungry now, dude. This is so unfair.
Limpy bacon. What is wrong with you?
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.